From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Michelle Norris. The cloud of ash from a volcano in Iceland is continuing to drift over northern Europe. While some airports in Ireland and Scotland reopened today, most of the airspace from Britain to Poland remains closed. Hundreds of thousands of passengers are stranded. Eleanor Beardsley reports from Paris.
A small group of meteorologists huddle around their computers in a downtown Paris office building as they stare at satellite maps of Europe with clouds swirling across the screen. The team at Meteo France tries to predict how long the volcano ash cloud might hang around. Meteorologist Etienne Capiquien says things are going to change soon.
There will be a big change as from this weekend. The northerly winds that bring the ash to France will start to turn and move more westerly and bring the ash to northern Europe, like Baltic countries, Scandinavia, Russia.
That will certainly be good news for the thousands of people waiting at Paris's Charles de Gaulle Airport. A giant panel shows about 200 flights marked with the big red words annulé or cancelled. Arizona resident Kathleen O'Brien Ramirez was trying to get to Prague.
First, our plane was canceled, and the airport is closed in Prague, and the dust is moving towards Prague, so the airport probably won't open in Prague. So we looked at trains, but there are no trains. The trains are all sold out. And then we looked at buses, and there are no buses, and there's no hotels. And so we looked into renting a car. And we could get a car, but the insurance won't cover us to go to the Czech Republic. So right now we're still trying to figure things out.
Platform 6. It was...
Rail companies have added extra trains, including Eurostar trains from Paris to London, but they are already fully booked through Monday. And to top it off, France is in the middle of a rail strike, so many lines are running sporadically. The result is that a lot of people are sleeping at the airport. Today is worse than yesterday, says Brian Flynn, Deputy Director of Operations for Eurocontrol, which regulates European air traffic.
Normally in Europe, we would be expecting 29,500 flights today. We think that we will only have about 12 or 13,000 flights able to operate.
The huge cancellations also mean huge losses for airlines, airports, and everyone involved in that industry, says Howard Wealdon, an analyst at London-based BGC Partners.
The costs to the airlines, $200 million a day, absolutely unprecedented since the Second World War to have all of the European airline fleet essentially grounded. The skies are totally clear. The only noise one can hear is the birds.
Paris and other airports in northern Europe say they are likely to stay closed until midday Saturday. British Airways says it will cancel all flights in and out of London tomorrow, and low-cost carrier Ryanair says it will ground all flights in northern Europe until Monday. For NPR News, I'm Eleanor Beardsley in Paris.